The Czech Republic is said to have one of the highest levels of slavery in Europe, according to the first edition of the Global Slavery Index compiled by Australia's Walk Free Foundation. The country ranks third in Europe, with some 38,000 persons believed to face severe exploitation. The authors of the survey admit the figures are just rough estimates, but many Czech experts agree the country needs to address forced labour, human trafficking and similar issues much more effectively. Jan Richter reports in this edition of Marketplace.
The 2012 documentary entitled The Tree Workers Case exposes what has been labeled as the biggest case of labor exploitation to have taken place in Europe in the last two decades. The film focuses on the case of over 2,000 workers, mainly from Vietnam, who were forced to work under very harsh conditions for the Czech Republic state forestry firm Lesy České republiky. Daniela Agostini is the film's director.
The workers were lured with forced promises and partly with forced contracts. And then they went to different forest places around the Czech Republic. They got bad and not enough food. The living conditions were miserable. They were not paid, or just small amounts were paid. They threatened them not to leave. And the workers had no money to pay a bus to leave. So they had no idea where to go. And sometimes even they had no idea where they were, because they were brought in the middle of the forest. So they were in a very vulnerable situation.
These workers, many of whom also came from Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary and other countries, were employed by agencies rather than by the state-owned firm directly. Ms. Agostini says that this was one of the reasons why the Czech authorities failed to protect them.
The authorities, they all said that they did not hire the workers, and so they had no responsibility. And the timber company said the same. So, and the job agencies are like nutshells. Some of them got bankrupt, and then the same people opened a new company, but these all were not very transparent.
The film highlights a phenomenon which many thought did not exist in the Czech Republic, referred to as modern slavery. This is defined as a situation when people are coerced by a threat of violence into economic exploitation, without the possibility to leave. But the problem clearly does exist in the Czech Republic, and there are indications it might be widespread. Recent reports by German media highlighted the precarious situation of foreign workers at the Czech plant of Foxconn, a Taiwanese electronics producer. And on Saturday, the Australian NGO Walk Free Foundation released their Global Slavery Index, which ranks 162 countries of the world according to the percentage of their population in slavery. With an estimated 36 to 40,000 enslaved people, the Czech Republic has been ranked 54th in the world and the third worst affected country in Europe, after Albania and Montenegro. I asked the head of the Walk Free Foundation, Nick Grono, how they arrived at the figure.
We've used a number of measures. We've used random sample surveys that have been conducted in the past in similar countries. So the best evidence of a practice like this is to conduct a survey, as one does for other types of crimes like drug trafficking or domestic abuse. We've also used other data sources that are out there, such as the US State Department every year does an analysis of countries around the world in terms of trafficking. And we've spoken to experts who have particular knowledge of the situation in the Czech Republic.
Is there a particular area or is there a particular sort of type of slavery that is a bigger issue or bigger threat in the Czech Republic than other types?
There's a number of types of slavery that are a problem, but particularly the sex trafficking for the sex trade is a problem in the Czech Republic, and also exploitation of migrant workers on farms and forests and construction sites. Those are the main types of slavery that have been identified for the Czech Republic.
The Czech authorities' reaction to the index has been cautious. In a press release, the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs questioned the methodology behind the Global Slavery Index and suggested that if the estimated numbers of enslaved persons were true, they would represent around 1% of the total Czech workforce. For their part, Czech NGOs working with migrant workers and victims of sex trafficking say that while the issue is grave, the numbers of enslaved people are difficult to establish. Irena Ferčíková-Konečná is the head of the Czech branch of La Strada, an international group addressing human trafficking.
Human trafficking is very latent and very hidden crime. And we can just monitor and see the top of the iceberg. And we as an NGO, we are often working with data from ILO, International Labour Organization, which published last year a report where they estimated 1.5 million people working in slavery-like conditions in developed economies, including European Union. So I also know that this report mentions that 800,000 people are enslaved in Europe, in European Union. So it somehow fits little with this ILO report, and I think, it's possible.
Ms. Ferčíková-Konečná says the Czech Republic is an example of a three-in-one country, a country of origin, a country of destination, and a transit country. Since the 1990s, it has increasingly become the destination of trafficked persons. But human traffickers in the Czech Republic continue targeting people who are particularly vulnerable.
The principle why and how the perpetrators are operating is that they are targeting either Czech citizens who are in some kind of position of vulnerability. For instance, they are indebted, they are from socially excluded communities, they are homeless, or migrant workers who don't have the knowledge of the situation of the Czech Republic, of the Czech legislation, who don't know the language. More and more they are not using physical violence, but they are using less, more sophisticated ways of coercion. As I mentioned, they are abusing position of vulnerability of people, either Czechs or migrants.
Besides ranking countries according to the estimated numbers of their enslaved population, the Global Slavery Index also compiles a slavery risk score for each country. This consists of four components: human rights, slavery policy, development rights, and state stability. The Czech Republic's risk score is again the third highest in Europe, with very poor marks for its levels of discrimination and development rights. Nick Gorono from the Walk Free Foundation again.
Discrimination against marginalized populations is a key indicator for slavery. So it can be also things like ethnic populations, it can be discrimination against Roma. Where groups are marginalized and don't necessarily get the full protection of the law, they're at particular risk of being exploited and enslaved. And so that's what we're trying to pick up with the analysis of these factors.
The other problematic area, according to the Czech risk score, is its development index, which includes access to financial services. This has been an ongoing issue in the Czech Republic, where levels of indebtedness and ensuing foreclosures and property seizures have caused outcry in recent years. Maria Jelinková is a sociologist who works for the Association for Integration and Migration, a Prague-based group. She says little awareness of the issue plays an important role as well.
The understanding what modern slavery is, and this is something which prevails to be a huge challenge at many different levels in the Czech Republic. People tend to expect that slavery is self-evident, but very often it's not. And to understand if somebody is a modern slave or not requires understanding of his or her position and the relationships involved. We have to be aware about modern slavery at very bottom level, which means, for example, the work of policemen and criminal police.
To combat human trafficking and modern-day slavery, the Czech Republic has adopted a series of measures. In 2000, the country joined the Palermo Convention on Transnational Organized Crime and adopted its penal code accordingly. It has also adopted an EU directive on human trafficking. But La Strada's Irena Ferčíková-Konečná says that, unfortunately, these measures are not properly implemented.
What is the bottleneck or weakness is the implementation of the policies which are formally set up. But, for instance, in 2012, there were just three final judgments on labor trafficking in the Czech Republic, although the definition of human trafficking in the criminal code is in line with the internationally recognized definition from 2004. So it took 8 years unless the law enforcement authorities were able to prosecute labor trafficking.
The Global Slavery Index is the first study of its kind ever conducted. The Walk Free Foundation provided country studies for only the 5 best and 5 worst countries included. The authors admit the data are weak, but they say that next year they will bring specific information on each country in the index. For their part, the Czech Labour and Social Affairs Ministry announced it would get in touch with the Walk Free Foundation to address the situation, which is exactly what the authors of the index are hoping for, according to the group's director, Nick Gorono.
There's just a shortage of good quality data out there to enable us to understand whether it's getting better or worse and how we can address it. So we hope that by putting out this index, we get exactly the kind of response we're getting here, this kind of conversation that I'm having with you, responses from governments. We've been very pleasantly surprised by the overwhelming interest in the index and the very strong response that we've got all around the world to the problem and a willingness to raise the issue and look at addressing it.